This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. The story you're about to hear is part of a special edition of The Pulse, The Science of the Cinema. If you want to hear the whole show, check us out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There has been a 15-year tug of war over how smoking is depicted in the movies. The latest fight is being brought by a father of teenagers in California. He is suing the movie studios and says the Motion Picture Association of America has misled parents by giving PG or PG-13 ratings to films that include smoking. Our Pulse reporter Tanya English takes a look at how smoking is depicted in movies and how we walk the tight wire between artistry and public health.
When a movie hero strikes a match and lights a cigarette, it means something. New York Times critic Al Jean Harmetz analyzed smoking in the movies, and she noticed that whoever controls the cigarettes dominates the room.
Marla, the big tourist. Her lie reflected my lie. Suddenly, I felt nothing.
In the movie Fight Club, the narrator, an everyman named Jack, is unnerved and haunted by the mysterious chain smoker Marla.
If I did have a tumor, I'd name it Marla.
Betty Davis and Gary Cooper got payola to smoke on film in the golden age of Hollywood.
Shall we just have a cigarette on it?
Yes.
But things began to change in 1998. That's when a lawsuit forced the tobacco industry to stop paying for product placements. Jim Sargent, a health researcher at Dartmouth University, showed that the more adolescents watch movies with smoking, the more likely they are to start smoking. He says if a movie gets an R rating for dropping the F-bomb twice,
they ought to rate it for something that could get them addicted for the rest of their life and have economic consequences that are profound and ultimately kill them.
When Sargent was young, smoking was everywhere in the movies. It's hard to remember that time, but smoking was also in the commercials before the movies.
Dum, dum, da-da, 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 and it was come to where the flavor is. Come to Marlboro Country.
At the University of California, San Francisco, health researcher Stanton Glantz doesn't mind if you call him a crusader. He's been uncovering tobacco industry secrets since the 1970s. And in the 1990s, he started buying full-page ads in Variety and other movie industry magazines.
If they're making a product which is being sold to children, they shouldn't be making the children sick. And that's what they're doing. They're doing it just as much as if they were putting arsenic in the popcorn.
About half of the smoking occurrences that young people see on film come from G, PG, and PG-13 rated films. In the movie Grease, at the slumber party, when Frenchie and the girl show Sandy how to exhale.
Hey, hand me a ciggy butt.
Well, let me show it here. Hey, you want one, Sandy?
No, thanks, I don't smell.
You don't? Go ahead, try it. It won't kill you. Give her a hit.
That's one instance of smoking. When a transformed bad girl, Olivia Newton-John, throws down her cigarette at the end of the movie.
Tell me about it. Stir.
That's a different occurrence.
The CDC has estimated that on-screen smoking in films is going to lead to the premature deaths of 1 million kids who are alive today.
There's a long list of those movies that include smoking.
Zoolander 2, Race, Eddie the Eagle, X-Men the Apocalypse, Barbershop, The Next Cut, Mother's Day, The Meddler, The Magnificent Seven.
Next to the rating, where it says PG-13 or R, there are some content descriptors.
Dan Romer from the Annenberg Public Policy Center also studies the influence of media and entertainment on kids.
And in there, they talk about things that might be of concern to parents. One of those things would be smoking.
But over the years, he's taken a more moderate stance on smoking in the movies. Some health advocates say any film that shows smoking should get an R rating. But that would cut into a movie's potential box office sales. So to avoid that financial hit, Romer says the movie studios are pretty good at policing themselves. But there's some disagreement. Romer's more hardcore colleagues complained about a cartoon movie called Rango.
Yeah, that's right, hombres. Place I come from, we kill a man before breakfast just to work up an appetite.
Rango is an animated lizard who becomes a sheriff in a Wild West town.
We eat him.
The Annenberg team reviewed the film looking for cigarettes.
And we watched it the first time, we couldn't see it. We watched it the second time, And there's one scene with, it looked like a frog smoking a cigar. And it was like, first of all, ridiculous. And second of all, very hard to see. And to us, you know, eh. You know, we're not going to, you know, fall on a sword over something like that.
Romer says smoking in film has shaped behavior and what society considers normal and proper.
What's happened is that within our culture now, smoking a cigarette has become pretty unpopular, so that even adolescents don't think it's that smart to do. Adolescents are, I think, less inclined to even model it when they see it.
It works the other way, too. Society's changing attitudes shape what filmmakers decide to put in the movies. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.